This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden has again spoken with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Pressure is building on Israel and U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas to reach a deal that would free some Israeli hostages and bring a ceasefire in the war with Gaza. The White House says Biden reiterated his clear position as Israel plans to invade Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah, despite global concern for more than 1 million Palestinians sheltering there. Hundreds of arrests on U.S. campuses nationwide ahead of graduation as protesters demand Israel ties be cut. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
New York police removed a protest at Columbia University and arrested more than 100 demonstrators on April 18th. Since then, the school has said it will not bring police back. Instead, negotiate with students. But Republican Senator J.D. Vance on Fox News Sunday questions this.
Maybe you just call in the police, right? This is often framed as a free speech debate. Everyone accepts that there are time, place, and manner restrictions.
Over the weekend, numerous arrests were made at encampments at Northeastern University, Indiana University, and Arizona State University. The nationwide campus protests began in response to Israel's offensive in Gaza. Julie Walker, New York.
French Foreign Minister Stéphane Séjourné said on Sunday the civilian population in Lebanon would pay the price for a potential escalation in the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah. Séjourné met with Lebanon officials, including its prime minister. He said he would also be meeting with Israeli officials to tell them the same message. His visit to Lebanon is aimed at easing tensions between Hezbollah and Israel and preventing a war breaking out. This is VOA News. Officials in Ukraine say Russian drones struck the Black Sea city of Mykolaiv, setting a hotel ablaze and damaging energy infrastructure, while ammunition shortages continue to hobble Kyiv's troops in the more than two-year-old war. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
The governor of Ukraine's southern Mykolaiv province said there were no casualties in the attack early Sunday. Ukraine's army chief warned of a worsening situation as his forces wait for much-needed arms from a huge U.S. aid package to reach the front lines. He said Ukrainian forces had retreated along three sections of the front line in the eastern Donetsk region and that Russian troops continue to attack. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Cambodia has held a funeral for 20 soldiers who died at an army base in a huge explosion of stored munitions that also wounded several others and damaged nearby houses. There's been no public explanation of what caused the Saturday afternoon blast, though there were no suggestions it was caused deliberately. Cambodia's defense minister presided over the Buddhist funeral ceremony on Sunday, which was attended by relatives of the victims and fellow soldiers. Cambodian flags covered the wooden coffins. Abortion clinics in Florida are bracing for an influx of patients as the state's six-week abortion ban looms. Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral reports.
The state's Supreme Court earlier this month cleared the way for the Republican-backed law, set to take effect May 1st, that bans abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. It's a time frame in which many women do not yet know they're pregnant. Abortion is illegal after 15 weeks in Florida, under a law signed by Governor Ron DeSantis in 2022, 2 months before the U.S. Supreme Court overturned its landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling. The impending ban, with its even stricter window of 6 weeks, was signed by DeSantis in April 2023, after being passed by the Republican-controlled state legislature and upheld by the state's high court on April 1st.
Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral. Human rights groups and diplomats have criticized a law that was quietly passed by the Iraqi parliament over the weekend that would impose heavy prison sentences on gay and transgender people. Although homosexuality is taboo in the largely conservative Iraqi society and political leaders have periodically launched anti-LGBTQ campaigns, Iraq did not previously have a law that explicitly criminalized it. The law passed on Saturday with little notice as an amendment to the country's existing anti-prostitution law. Download the VOA News mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.